So, what's your sign? What's your sign? You know, I'll never forget back in the 80s when Catherine and I first met and we went on our first date together and we met in a restaurant, and I thought I'd kind of break the ice, you know, and be sort of funny. And so I asked her, so what's your sign? And I'll never forget, without even looking up from her menu, Catherine said, my sign is yield. And that's when I realized she was right for me. So when I ask, what's your sign? I'm really not that interested in your horoscope or the zodiac or any tattoos that you might have. What I'm asking is, are you aware on this very special Sunday of Pentecost? The day that we celebrate some 2,000 plus years ago when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus' first followers, his apostles, and changed their life forever. And that we also celebrate on this important day that the Holy Spirit is just as alive and active and moving among us since its inception 2,000 plus years ago. Because through the Holy Spirit, we are marked and sealed as Christ's own forever. The Holy Spirit is our spiritual sign of Jesus Christ upon our life. And today, really every day, we celebrate the Holy Spirit moving among us in powerful ways, as described in our second reading, Acts chapter 2, the actions of the apostles. And that outpouring of the Holy Spirit became a proclamation of the gospel upon their lives with a fire of tongue. And we mark that as the beginning of the church, in word and in deed. So today, as we celebrate the same sign and seal of the Holy Spirit upon us, we are a part of this onward movement sent by Jesus. And I want to thank our readers who stood up here and gave powerful witness as they spoke in their own native language or a language they're very familiar with about God's mighty deeds of power. And if you're like me, I love this every Pentecost. We've been doing this, I guess, about the last 5 years. I get holy goosebumps every time that I hear it. I can only imagine what it must have been like for Jesus' first followers when the Holy Spirit came upon them and moved and empowered their life, their faith, to do things otherwise they thought impossible. And so I ask again, because the same Holy Spirit exists for us today, what's your sign and seal of the Holy Spirit? You know, as we gather together to give witness in Jesus' name of the Holy Spirit among us, are you open to receive him? Are you empowered by the Holy Spirit to extend and to grow your faith in ways you never thought possible? Are you living into your spiritual gifts? Do you abide by the fruits of the Holy Spirit within you? Just as powerful as a rush of a mighty wind. Imagine how the same impact came upon Jesus' first followers, just as he told them that it would happen. Right before his ascension into heaven, Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and Houston and Cyprus to the very ends of the earth. And as they watched and witnessed Jesus ascending into heaven, they had to say to themselves, wow, he's gone. What's going to happen now? Well, I suppose we can go back to life as normal. Maybe kind of get into our summer routines, certainly slip back into our comfort zones. And then 10 days later, there came a rush like a violent wind that filled the entire house that they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire came upon them. And they were moved in ways they never thought before. Excuse me. And their lives were never quite the same. This same divine wind moves among us today. Are you open to receive him? And I would venture to say, yes, we're all open to receive the Holy Spirit. But as we sit in our comfortable air-conditioned church 2,000 plus years later with our cushy little chairs, yes, we want the Holy Spirit and maybe in our comfort zone type of way. And we like to express this in our sort of Episcopal Anglican type of style, you know, and very formal. And in a way, it's very traditional. We can express this in a way we sing the hymn. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. That I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. And, you know, that's kind of nice, you know. And that hymn has great meaning. It has great meaning to me. I'm not knocking that hymn. Please don't send me an email about it. I'm not making fun of that hymn at all. But, you know, singing that hymn to express our faith in the Holy Spirit is not quite the divine wind that I would like to see stir and move among us today at St. Cuthbert. You know, the stirring of the divine type of wind that I would like to see among us is kind of more like a booyah, where the Holy Spirit gets inside of us, where the Holy Spirit does a work of transformation upon our hearts. And in this movement, we desire more and more and more of God's grace upon our hearts because we cannot get enough. And the more that we receive of him, the more blessed we become. And we experience God's real peace, true joy, life fulfillment. Just as the prophet Isaiah once talked about, wrote about how our souls are like vessels, containers of God's Spirit. And the more that we pour of ourselves out as a libation of God's blessings, the more there becomes room to be refilled, refreshed, renewed, refined with a refiner's fire of the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's always more blessed to give than to receive. Because the more that we give, the more we pour out of ourselves libations of God's blessings, the more that we become refilled with the Holy Spirit. And our hearts are never the same. And because of him, you want to share your faith with others because your life is not the same. You want to share and express your faith with a tongue of fire. in God's mighty deeds of power. And remember, our actions, our acts as God's apostles today, our actions always speak louder than our words. So what's your holy spiritual sign? Is it grounded in the unrestrained movement of the Holy Spirit? Or do you just simply pass him off as maybe being something else? Or perhaps even think the Holy Spirit exists in that person, but certainly not in me. Well, think about this. Our souls are like spiritual magnets. Our souls are like spiritual magnets. And for any energy source to come to a certain energy magnified way, there has to be a receptor, right? And in our lives, our reception of being a spiritual soul, a magnet of energy, we can choose what is evil or bad, or we can choose what is good. And the true life-giving force is available to us if we become a receptor of God's Holy Spirit, of all that is good and just and perfect in God's love. As Jesus said, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. But we have to be open in order to receive him into our hearts. We have to ask, and Jesus will provide. You know, at home, I have one of those battery-operated 18-volt drills. And I've had it for a long time. It's one of the old type. It's just for a hint for Father's Day. It's not a lithium type drill. But it's one of those old drills. And every time I don't use it that often, right? But when I want to use my drill, that battery is always deader than the doornail, right? So I have to find the charger and plug it in, take the battery, put it into the charger, and just wait. Because it's so old, it takes about 20 minutes for the charge to come up. And then when I use it, it goes out fast because this is an old battery, right? So I have to charge the other one and keep them going, you know. It's frustrating. Imagine how God must feel when there is something of extreme importance that he wants us to do for him. And for whatever reason, we're not plugged in. We're not charged and ready to go. And what happens is the Holy Spirit just moves on to someone else because God's will be done. And I don't know about you, but I don't want him to pass me by. I don't want to miss him in my life, because we're all held accountable to God, our Father, for our actions, right? What a difference it makes when we can open our hearts to receive him, to be transformed and renewed within our hearts through God's Holy Spirit. What a difference it makes when we live in Jesus' spiritual presence. The Holy Spirit is a uniter, not a divider. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit are not just used for our own personal gain, but to edify and to grow stronger the body of Christ. You know, that speaking in tongues is a wonderful spiritual gift. But as the Apostle Paul said, if someone is not there to interpret what the Spirit is saying, we're not giving growth and strength to the body. So it all exists in the body of church as the Holy Spirit motivates us to do God's will. You know, when we have activities at our church, whether it's giving blood or signing up for a spot at VBS, you know, we should be like a rush of a powerful, mighty wind to go do those activities, or at least to participate in those activities. And when we think, well, you know, I can't fit my schedule in, or I can't give blood, or I can't give of my time, or I'm just too old to hang out with those kids during vacation Bible school. Instead, we should be an encourager, because encouragement is a spiritual gift, right? And instead of passing all of this by, we need to embrace for the strength of the body of Christ. Are you allowing the Holy Spirit to move in your life in ways you never thought possible? You know, I say, come, Holy Spirit. What's your sign of the evidence of the Holy Spirit who exists inside of you? What's your sign of living in the fruit of God's love? Amen.